This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, isn't it just a wonderful day in the neighborhood? Trump is still your president, and tomorrow he's going to be your president as well. Just remember that. Okay, and Nancy Pelosi, she's not the head of the House of Representatives. I don't know if she's going to be. I know there was an election has consequences. I get it. But I don't think it's going to be working out that way. Anyway, so welcome to the show. I just thought I wanted to throw that out there because I just had to, right? You know how it is. Anyway, lots of things going on here. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. All right, some missing persons numbers. If you are a missing person or if you're involved with the campfire up here in Butte County, and I have to say this, of course, is a public service announcement since it's just miles from the Studio 51 here. 530-538-6570, 530-538-7544, 530-538-7671. The Camp Fire has not left the national scene. It's number one story on Drudge Still today. And if you have not heard, there's now 48 casualties out of the campfire. And that number is expected to grow. And as we were talking about, the sheriff has actually brought in some substantial assets to go through the recovery of a sizable number of bodies, which are still being investigated right now, including 100 National Guardsmen. So it is that investigation is going on. They're bringing in cadaver dogs. There's 13 teams right now, 13 corner search teams. They put up two portable mortuaries serviced by the U.S. military. So we've got that going on. U.S. military is servicing that. And cadaver dogs. That's the latest. But I'll one more time for the numbers. If you are a missing person or know of or concerned about a person, please call this number. It is the Sheriff's Department in Butte County, California. 530-538-6570. 530-538-7544. 530-538-7671. Those are the three numbers to discuss out there. So number one, like I said, on number one on they're talking about rain now, actually. If I'm not mistaken, that's what my little message guy has been sending me. Let's see. Yeah, this is from very interesting. This is from, you know who she is. No, you don't. This is a comment from one of my listeners. Does it occur to anyone that global warming is global? Therefore, why are there more spontaneous fires all over the world? Why aren't there more spontaneous fires all over the world? Like California is the only location suffering from global warming fires. I guess that's the only thing I can think of. The other big thing is that Matthew Whitaker, DOJ, can serve as acting attorney general. That's the opinion from the DOJ. Okay. So anyway, there you go. There's a couple of other things. The stories that we see right now on Drudge in regards to the fire says California wildfire death toll 48. The search for the missing continues. Rain coming. Sitting in embers, residents wonder, can paradise be rebuilt? And the man who battled flames to save his corner. Pink's husband threatens. We just talked about that. Blazes on two fronts. PG&E discloses electric incident. That goes to the topic that we were talking about. How did the camp fire start? Right. Historic Hollywood sites destroyed. Shivering horses found wading in pool. Smart horses, polluting air, God, what is going on here? There are all kinds of things here. I'm watching a freak out, if you will, of Drudge. It's tossing itself all over. It says polluting air more than 100 miles away, toxic material sphere. Flashback, ISIS suggested arson and devastation of California. Oh, you mean there are probably, suspiciously have been people starting fires. Shocking to see gambling going on here. PJ Media, ISIS details the devastation of California wildfires in Caliphate newsletter. This is October 2007. Now, we said years ago they would do this. This is one of their tactics. This is not new news. Says here, the Islamic State included a report on the California wildfires in news briefs sections of their weekly newsletter. Isn't that nice that they do these things? They're so sophisticated. All that money that Obama and Hillary Clinton shuffled off to them, they became educated on how to create a newsletter. Well, that's not in the article. That's just me editorializing. Wildfires in the news briefs section of their weekly newsletter, noting the property damage estimates and death toll of blazes that were the worst in the history of the state. ISIS, which has encouraged followers to try arson as a terror tactic, did not take credit for starting any of the blazes. Strong winds hindered by efforts in fighting the blazes, the terror group noted Ala Nabah, a 16-page color newsletter distributed within ISIS territory and online PDF, while citing California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection as saying some bodies have been burned beyond recognition and would be difficult to identify. Thousands of people became homeless, ISIS said, adding stats from earlier in the week on the most destructive fire in the history of the state. This past January, ISIS magazine, which is published in multiple languages, including English, stressed to would-be jihadists that incendiary attacks have played a significant role in modern and guerrilla warfare, as well as in lone wolf terrorism. Claiming in November, a November fire at a furniture factory in Petrovsk, Russia, and highlighting scores of wildfires around Israel that month as incidents that demonstrated the lethality of such an effortless operation. Suggested targets included in the attacks includes homes and apartments, buildings, forest areas adjacent to residential areas, factories that produce cars, furniture, clothing, blah, 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 blah. That's not unheard of. In fact, we've been getting reports about what happened in Santa Rosa. Multiple fires, 64 fires started within less than an hour. And some people say it was Antifa. Some, meaning many, more than one, way more than one. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be getting Chris Street with us here right now. And he's just going to be with us for a few minutes because he's off to teach a class. But he's going to be with us here in about 2 seconds if we get Skype working. What is with the Skype thing here lately? I don't know. But I think we got it all hammered out as to what's going on here. So we're going to call him right now and see what happens. Bring this guy up on the system. Here we go. Skype is pinging. Let's see if, here we go. We got like a periscope thing going in a submarine, you know. Let's see if we can get him to answer the phone here. We're on phone, so he's got to be answering the phone. All right. Chris, are you there? You can hear me fine, right?
Sound great.
All right. Listen, my friend, I'm sorry about yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to hook really up for a long time here. But give us a rundown. The markets are kind of going crazy. I'm reading about Apple Computer. It's tanking. What's going on?
Well, Paul, this is the meteor that I talked about. And a year ago, you knew there was a meteor in the sky coming. You just couldn't tell by the color and the shape and the size how close it was going to be. And somehow in the last, really starting about September, you know, those that really watch the numbers really closely, these are the internal numbers when you talk about companies' productions and margins and such like that, saw that literally Chinese outsourcing was imploding as a business model. And it's imploding for several reasons. One is that energy costs are 35% higher in China than they are in the U.S., and this is all to do with fracking. So as you look at these numbers, what worked in the 90s, and to this decade, you know, is probably not going to work over the next 30 years because America's done literally a 180 turn and re-embraced energy as its comparative advantage. And so Silicon Valley is built on the business model of outsourcing production to China and the same way getting access to 1.3 billion customers. That game is over, Paul. China's having a financial crisis of immense proportions, and this is not going to change. This is going to go through cycles of getting worse and worse and worse. We're probably in cycle number three here, and I believe there's two more to go.
So the as it shows right now, and again, this is we've been following this whole Apple thing and all the other the FANG stocks and so on. Apple downgraded, more iPhone estimates cut as Street starts to turn on the stock now. I'm viewing that in the context of the FANG stocks. That's also hitting them just as badly.
Right. Well, those FANGs have bit back. You know, this is what's interesting to me is, you know, since I started talking about this in March, April, I said it was coming. You know, that's about when the stocks peaked. You know, stocks tend to peak about 6 months before the reality sets in. People see the trends are starting to slow. And rather than see when the earnings turn down and the business model turns down, you know, they're smart. They leave their stock positions first and, you know, let somebody else be the expert and be the accountant. And that's really what the problem is. You're switching leadership in America. You're moving from, you know, that the flyover country as a giant rust belt, you know, and the coast laughing at it for the rural people and everybody else, the situation where that Los Angeles to, you know, San Francisco small strip of elitists, you know, really are in the bullseye target. And unfortunately, that FANG is, you know, that they used against others is now biting back at them.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. Another story that you've been talking about for years, Chris, for the last seven or eight years you've been talking about this, this now occurs and appears in Drudge. China tech factory conditions fuel suicides.
Well, that's right, Paul. They used to, in Foxconn, suicides got so bad that they actually put netting around all of Foxconn's buildings And the way it works in some of the buildings in China is that you work on the bottom three floors, and then you know, they have dorms on the next seven or eight floors. And, you know, the difference in China, they have all this communist social services and welfare, none of which you can access as a worker. Don't you love that? You know, communism pretends, we pretend to pay you and you pretend to work. Because if you're out of your region, and all these people, of course, are from the, you know, the hinterland, and you go to the coast, you're out of your province, and if you don't have a huku, which is a residence permit, you don't generate any, you know, unemployment or retirement benefits when you're out of your province. And that's what these people are facing. They're facing the end of employment, and they've got nothing to show for it. That leaves them as complete victims in a totalitarian system where if you complain, there's a worse punishment if you complain.
Right, right. Well, that's an element to think about. They work all this time, and they get nothing out of it when they're done. Nothing. There's no savings, no...
Well, that was the idea. I mean, that was... Silicon Valley led this charge, and they thought, what a great idea. We'll outsource our production, and we'll outsource our, you know, distribution. We'll outsource our taxes, and we'll outsource our profits. You know, we'll declare profits in a tax haven at less than 1%. You know, we'll avoid any kind of labor rules. And then back here in the U.S., we can be the biggest Democrat progressives possible, and none of it hurts us. I mean, it was a perfect scenario. The only problem with their perfect scenario now is not working, and they're dealing with the reality of, you know, those costs are going up, and it's no longer a transfer. No one in America is so stupid as to figure out that Silicon Valley hasn't gamed them.
Well, and again, you know, you've been so far ahead of the curve on all this stuff in terms of being able to predict what's happening and how it's happening and how it's playing out. I guess the model is, I think, the time frame that you've been predicting about California suffering from lack of tax income coming in for its tax base is going to probably be closer to perhaps January and February than March.
No, I'm still in my same numbers, Paul. This is about real money, and you know, I understand that people get emotional and move dates up and back. I'm pretty consistent because I understand the way the money flows. I remember I was a treasurer of Orange County, third largest county in California, and you know, and you and I were the spark plugs that helped expose what was going on in supposedly America's most Republican county and put it in bankruptcy. Because just because I tell you I believe something, just because I tell you I'm going to do something, doesn't mean I'll do it when I get in office. You know, everybody who's been in office has just absolutely, you know, feasted on the game of taxing Californians and playing the game. And big corporations didn't mind it because they didn't pay those taxes. They didn't have to comply with those environmental rules. They just shut their factories and moved them to China. That game is over, and, you know, real companies are having to actually hire real people. I mean, I understand for, you know, liberals, that's an anathema that I actually have to hire people. But that's the new rules. There's a new sheriff in town, and, you know, Silicon Valley is not going to be the winner.
Well, and, you know, the whole thing, if left untouched, the whole state is not going to be the winner. But then along comes New California to become the winner. There's no question that's going to happen.
Well, it's already happened. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, they say accountants are, after the war, they send in the accountants to count the debt.
Yep.
You know, in business, that when business falls apart, you know, they send in the accountants, you know, look at all the devastation, and the accountants say, well, you did these things wrong. Well, that really wasn't much help after the fact. The bottom line is America has moved on. Trump has changed the game. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you're done with globalism. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're done with a small number of elites that just play the game.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, I know you got to run for time, and thanks for being with us to give us that short update, and we'll definitely have you. Oh, that's Wednesday. So anyway, we're going to have Chris on in probably a couple of days or so. Thanks, Chris.
Great, Paul. See you then.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news or newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so where are those caravanners? Where are those caravanners? Interesting little question, huh? What is going on with the caravan? I am going to do a little bit of research into this right now because I haven't done my due diligence, at least keeping up with it in the last 2 hours. As you know, as, of course, as we do the show, there are numerous distractions and so on. You can't do it all at one time. I'm spinning plates. Vision that. Have a visual of that. I am spinning plates. And they're just going around and around and around and around and around. Pretty soon these plates are going to fall down. Of course, they're plastic plates. I'm smarter than most, actually. I just want to let you know, I'm bragging. A little bit of braggadocious behavior going on there. Okay, we've got some more information going to come your way. I think we're going to actually go out and do some shooting on video, so we'll have a YouTube about what's going on with the fire and some other interesting things out there so that you can kind of get a grip of what is going on with the fire. Now, we've got information about the numbers of people that are coming across from Mexico. We are putting that number of people in a number of different caravans around anywhere from 15 to 25,000 in the next week and a half to 10 days. Okay, well, okay, enough of that, right? Illegal foreign nationals coming in. Most of them coming to California. See, the gig is to come to California. Why? Because you got Jerry Brown and you got financial incentives. That's because the dictator in charge, Jerry Brown, has been doing what? Well, he's been borrowing money from other places so that we could all be broke. When he leaves office, it all comes down. Hence the term downtown Jerry Brown, right? No, just down Brown. Anyway, that is what we're seeing here. And this is a Cloward and Piven border attack is what it is. Cloward and Piven. All right, now this comes from the BBC. The BBC, British Broadcasting Company. The BBC. Migrant caravan, hundreds reach Tijuana on U.S. border. Yeah. Just hundreds this time. Once it's tens of thousands in the near future. What about that? What if it is tens of thousands in the near future? That's the thing. What about that? Got a little article here. We'll see if it's got sound to it.
A branch of their family, the Illuminati family.
Oh, that's not something else. Where is that coming from? Branch of the Illuminati family. Oh. Anyway, hundreds of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to seek asylum in the United States have reached Mexico. Uh-huh. The Mexican town of Tijuana. By the way, been in Tijuana many, many times. As a kid growing up and adult later, I mean, just it's where you went. You're going across to Mexico, go to the border, this is what you get. And it says, the group of about 400, who include the LGBTQ migrants, broke away from the larger caravan of 5,000 people in Mexico City. And U.S. Defense Department Secretary James Mattis said he would go to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday, his first visit since thousands of troops were deployed. And that's going on, like, right now. Larger groups are expected to arrive at the border in the coming days. The 5,000 migrants who say they are fleeing persecution, poverty, and violence in their home countries of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, have largely been making their journey on foot. All organized, from what we understand, by a certain church and their priests. The splinter group, which reached Tijuana on Tuesday, did so aboard a fleet of buses provided by the Mexican government. It doesn't say that in the article, but I'm telling you, this is what we know. Many of the smaller group are this, the media reported, blah, blah, undeterred by a harder U.S. stance against them, the migrants have said they will continue the journey so that they can claim asylum. Mm-hmm. Claim asylum. Says the journey began from the city of San Pedro Sula in Honduras on October 13th, about 2,700 miles away from Tijuana. Says because of the route, Because the route poses a host of dangers, such as attack by criminal gangs, many of the migrants say they feel safer traveling in numbers. Okay. Most previous migrant caravans have numbered a few hundred people, but after a former politician shared news of the planned caravan on Facebook, news of it quickly spread. More than 1,000 Hondurans were the first to leave. Now keep in mind, these people are paying money. People are getting rich, and when they come across to the American border, you're going to have groups, organizations, church organizations like the Catholic Charities. They're going to get billions of dollars for sheltering, feeding, and clothing these people. And then there's a secondary buyer's market for human beings. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you pay, just think about this. If you're a relief agency and you pay for someone to come across the border, you pay the coyote, and you give them $10,000. Hey, bring me a male age 18. $10,000. Coyote delivers. Comes to your little service there. And by the time you're done with him in a year, hey, that investment of $10,000 has grown to about $150,000 to $200,000 on that one guy. What an investment. That's what's rolling here, guys. That's how it works. Oh, and of course, you give them a shelter, pay the rent, pay the electricity, give them food, pay the food bill, pay the clothing and all that stuff. Doesn't amount to a hill of beans, right? No, it's a great investment. You might invest $20,000 and get $150,000 in return. Net, $130,000. Not a bad investment. And keep in mind that you're doing what? Well, let's see. Maybe there's tens of thousands of people. We can do this all the time, all day long, all day strong. Right? See how much money that is? I want you to think about that. Not a bad... What if it was just $10,000 was the investment? Heck, what if it was $100,000? What if it was $5,000? Now, that'd then be making some real dough. But that's what goes on. That's what's happening right now. It's modern-day trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Right before your very eyes. That's the insidious thing of this. I mean, it really does put a little cloud on, of course, what these people say they're trying to do through the asylum process, which they're following. They're making them follow the process. Go figure. Remember the uproar when the first time the caravan came through in April, March, April. Oh, my God, you mean we have to go over to that office over there that says asylum seekers here? We don't have to sneak into the country. No, because they're trying to, if you truly, all these people should go to the door to the right, the asylum-seeking door. Go there first. So they go there. But they all should go because the reality check, the numbers that you've been hearing, is that only less than 10% of those people will be qualified to stay for political asylum. Kind of silly, isn't it? But it's the truth. It's the truth that less than 10% of these folks are going to, the rest have to go back. Sorry. No freedom for you. Well, but then what do? They go off into the hinterlands of the United States. Never to be seen again. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to call in, this is the telephone number, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Call in. And talking about the caravan right now. And we're not talking about Caravan to Midnight, John B. Wells. We're not doing that one little iota. But this is what is really, really, really going on. There's going to be more caravans. Estimates could be as many as 150,000 in the next couple of months. And that's just not even talking about those that are being caught, you know, on a monthly basis. And, you know, 4 to 5, another 6,000 per month. We have a seeping, gaping hole going on right now. Now, Border Patrol yesterday handled it. And today, actually, have been handling it. Some of these caravanners have tried to jump the fence. Down there in Tijuana, Border Patrol has turned the back. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But where really is it? How sustainable is all this? Huh? 215-867-8255. How sustainable is all this? That's the gig. We don't really know. We think we're going to be able to stop this, but... You know, our good friend, John Martinez, when we interviewed him, what we were finding with him was this. It was kind of interesting. Is that he was saying, and this is clearly the case, is that these early caravans are nothing more than the fuse in the dynamite. And the dynamite being, guess where? Mexico. Yeah, that's the dynamite. That's kind of interesting. I was listening to one of the news entities this morning, and it's very, very clear that I think that we have some people in the news that are really just kind of, they're just kind of on the other team and don't really want you to know it, because it hurts their ratings. And they're just their tune is changing relative vis-a-vis, so to speak, vis-a-vis the whole thing that goes on with the people that come race across the border, and they're being sympathetic to them. So sympathetic that it tugs at your heartstrings and say, "Oh, let's just let these people come on board." Right. That's just all we need, right? And then pretty soon everybody's going to say, "Yes, yes, let's let them be here. Let them eat cake.
Sign on the dotted line.
Let them eat cake." Right. Sign on the dotted line. Those are just a few of the things that we have to deal with here. There's no doubt about it. That, and, you know, the media is not... My point is, the media is not helping. Does that make sense? The media is not helping. And especially if you don't have any media that is helping you out. Especially that. That is the worst of the worst. Is if the media is against you on this, they're going to try and do as much damage to us in our nation. It's my opinion. In our nation, that they could possibly do. Seriously. Now, what that means is this. When we are overtaxed in all aspects of everything that we do in government, that we do anywhere in society, we will crumble if we don't get it to stop. It's unsustainable for our society. And that's what they're banking on. This is classic Cloward and Piven. Classic Cloward and Piven strategy. Not acceptable, in my opinion. Not acceptable. But this is what we have. And they're flooding across the border just like you do when you overtax the system. Any kind of system. Well, if you're just going to go down and you want to apply for welfare, you do the welfare gig, right? You do the welfare gig, and you run in with 10,000 people into one office, let's say in, you know, Torrance, California. They come in there all one day, one time. Oh, you got a staff of about 50. Great. The staff is quickly overwhelmed. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get them all on welfare, because why do you have to sit there and go through them all? And how many days would that take? Well, you see, you can't do it all for them. But what happens if the system is attacked in a different way? If people over time continue to just sort of roll in, slow but sure, and your welfare rolls grow suddenly, then you're overtaxing the system, and you soon run out of money. And you are in trouble as an entity. That's really what happens. I'm just kind of being simplified for you for the Cloward and Piven strategy, as it's known. There's other strategies, of course, that we implore and people utilize. And these strategies are, I guess you'd say, just a little bit over the top to some degree. And strategies you might not even think of. But they're there. They're sort of under the, what's the word I'm looking for? They're sort of under the table strategies that you don't even know about. We mentioned some of these strategies the other day. The shock doctrine as an example. And how government uses the shock doctrine on you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Shocking. Shocking.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Shock. Shocking. The shock doctrine. The rise of disaster capitalism. Ah, we get back to this. See, I talked about this earlier on Monday. The shock doctrine. The rise of disaster capitalism. That's what we're seeing right now. The bills have to be paid by the government of Jerry Brown in California. The only way out is to burn, baby, burn. Create all these disasters. In the book by Naomi Klein, the social activist argues that neoliberal free market policies, as advocated by the economist Milton Friedman, have risen to prominence in some developed countries because of a deliberate strategy of shock therapy. The centers on the exploitation of national crises to push through controversial policies while citizens are too emotionally and physically distracted by disasters or upheavals to mount an effective resistance. So what we're seeing now is all this shocking behavior like fires and disasters, and they're distracting us from the good old Cloward and Piven illegal immigrant saga. Where they're swamping us at the borders. That's the real problem. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.